Thanks for listening to the weirdest stories from around the world on Weird AF News with your host, Comedian Jonesy.
A dead turtle has been found in a woman's vagina, and it may have been the result of a sexual assault. A couple of my fans sent me this story, and it's so super, super weird. Thank you for bringing this on. And let me tell you something, there's nothing funny or weird about sexual assault. There is something totally weird about a dead turtle being up inside you in your vagina. I mean, that is out of control. How do you not know that it's there? How do you not know that it's there when it's alive? Isn't it moving around? I'm assuming a turtle up inside you. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it feels good. This is crazy. Police were called to investigate a possible sex assault after doctors found a dead turtle in a woman's vagina. She's 26 years old, and she is a British expat who now lives in the Canary Islands. She had been feeling sick and complaining of abdominal pains for a few days before taking herself to the hospital. The hospital called the police after the doctors found that she had a serious infection inside her inner genitals and discovered the dead turtle inside. The police were called, obviously, suspecting a possible sexual assault, as the woman said she had been partying near a beach a few days before she went to the hospital and could not recall what happened that night. But the woman reportedly said she did not want the authorities to further pursue the incident, probably out of embarrassment. The police said that we are not actively investigating this matter because the woman declined to give a statement. She could have passed out on the beach and a turtle crawled up there. Do you think that's a possibility? I don't know. I don't know what turtles are into, so I can't really speak on behalf of a turtle. Do they like maybe the turtle was really cold, needed a warm place? I don't know. I don't know how it got up there. Sexual assault? Sure, I guess that's option B or C. I mean, was she hooking up with somebody on the beach, and you know, and then somebody thought, hey, this is fun. Would you be into this? Maybe there's a turtle walking around. Maybe we have a threesome, me, you, and a turtle on the beach. It's always been a dream of mine to have a threesome with a turtle. Would you be into it? Maybe she was so drunk, she was like, do it. But she doesn't remember. I don't know how you don't remember having a threesome with a turtle, but this could be. I mean, alcohol does crazy shit to people, obviously. You know, you have those blackout nights, you don't remember what happened. You wake up, you know, with a stranger in your bed, with a turtle in your vagina. I mean, who knows what could happen. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I once woke up with a what do they call those orange construction cones? I once woke up with orange construction cones in my bed because my college roommates thought that would be a funny prank to pull on me when I was passed out. Those orange cones, yeah, there was like 7 of them in my bed. They thought that was hilarious. Take all the cones from the nearby construction site down the street and put them in my room because I was passed out drunk. Not fair. Not fair. Initial reports said the reptile was a tortoise, and they confirmed that this is a freshwater Chinese pond turtle. And these things are sold worldwide in pet stores and can reach up to 12 inches in length. So maybe it wasn't by the beach. Maybe she was by a pond. Although this is also a store-bought one, so maybe during the night she doesn't remember this, but she was with somebody, and they're like, let's have a threesome with a store-bought turtle. And she was like, down. And they're like, let's go get one. They went and bought one and then put the turtle up there. That is crazy, though. That is... I mean, I would be nervous to be fooling around with a turtle in a woman's vagina. I just gotta say, I'd be nervous it would get stuck. Like, who wouldn't expect it to get stuck? And man, did it get stuck, and the poor thing just, it died up there. And, you know, no one wins in this situation. Nobody wins. Nobody. And I don't know what else to say about that. I'm sure I'm gonna get calls on this. Because maybe you guys have, like, a theory on how this happened. I'm really trying to get to the bottom of a theory. The woman's not giving a statement, and she was completely blackout drunk, apparently, so we're not going to know. But what is your theory? I've put out a few possibilities. Maybe you have one. You know? Call into Weird AF News and tell me. 646-450-2012. Let's get down to the brass tacks on how this turtle got up there. I'm out of my mind. Do you guys remember that toy, Bop It? Yeah. Well, a company is making a Bop It that you can have sex with. This is like the ultimate sex toy. You're never going to think fondly of that mechanical voice from the childhood toy Bop It commanding you to flick it, pull it, twist it. Well, that's going to be ruined because this... a new sex toy from adult game maker Nutaku is called the flick and jerk. And it doesn't tell you to flick it, pull it, and twist it. It tells you to do some other things that I can't say on Weird AF News. In a press release, Nutaku says it was created in celebration of National Masturbation Day, which was in May. How old is this story? What the hell? Oh my God! Someone sent this to me. It's from May. Whatever. I gotta cover this. I'm sorry. I'm 4 months late on this story, but man, this, how did I miss this one? This is great. The toy is a 4-in-1 wheel of sexual stimulation in the same shape of the Bop It Extreme. Each prong on the Bop It features a different sex toy. A fleshlight stroker, a dildo and vibrator, and a butt plug that, quote, fits every butthole. A bold claim for a bold invention. The Bop It. I'll be honest, every orifice on the body is clenched at the sight of this thing. Wait till you look at it. This thing is crazy. You're like, I'm going to have sex with that thing? That thing's going to kill me and 4 of my friends. So many questions. So many questions. Couldn't find a YouTube video of it, of anybody using it. I thought I might be able to. But someone out there is on the verge of making an instructional video for all of us so that we know we can learn how to get down with this thing. It looks like you get seriously injured, though. I got to be honest. Oh, yes. Well, this is just another whole phase that we're going through with the technology. You know, you're like AI, insane interactive video games, and now teledildonics is a whole thing. It's an industry that's exploding. Now that we're like, leave it up to us humans to like make great leaps and advances in technology and immediately figure out how to use it to pleasure ourselves sexually. It's like that's where we go. How can we make porn a better experience? How can we use this to better have a sex experience? Unbelievable. You guys should just Google the flickin' jerk. Flickin' jerk. Such a strange name. I can't say it without laughing. Google the flickin' jerk, and then which should be able to be shipped in December. So in time for Christmas, guys. And take a look at this thing. Tell me if you're not frightened by it. I don't know, ladies specifically. I want the ladies to like take a look at this thing. This is going to blow your mind. You may never need a man again. With this thing. Although, also, you better have insurance when you're using this, because this thing looks like it really take you for a ride here. I'm not gonna lie. Hey, I gotta give a disclaimer. Listen, if you hurt yourself using this futuristic sex toy, don't sue Jonesy and Weird AF News. All right, I'm not responsible. Pleasure yourself, flick and jerk at your own risk, guys. A school bus driver was caught on video allowing kids as young as 11 to drive the bus. She's like, I'm on break. Take the wheel, somebody. I need a cigarette. A Northwest Indiana school bus driver has been arrested after she allegedly allowed 3 students, ages 11, 13, and 17, to drive the vehicle, according to the police. The incident was caught on video and posted on Twitter. According to a police statement, Joandria McCarty, age 27, let the children drive her bus as she dropped students off after school in a small city about 50 miles southeast of Chicago. The driver was arrested the very next day after police investigated a parent's complaint. She is facing charges of neglect of a dependent, a felony, and she was fired by the township and the bus service provider. What a surprise. Did you think you could let kids drive your bus and you would keep your job? Is that... That's rule number one that they would teach you at the bus driving class, right? Let's assume there's a bus driving class of some sort. I don't know. But like, guys, okay, welcome to bus driving class. I'm your teacher, Tom, played by the actor Jonesy in this scene. Rule number one in being a bus driver, here's rule number one. Rule number one, I'm going to write it on the board. Do not allow the kids to drive the bus. Okay, that's pretty easy, right? That's rule number one. Should I even write this on the board? Do I need to? Do I need to let you know to not allow 9-year-olds to take the wheel? Do I got to do that? Might as well do it just to be safe. Okay, I'm just going to put it up there because, I don't know, maybe one person in a million bus drivers might allow this to happen. Let's cover it. Rule number two, don't drive the bus into a swamp. Yeah, that's number two. Now, we've had a few instances where people have driven it into a swamp. Okay, rule number three, do not sell the bus with the kids inside to the Mexican drug cartel. Can that be? That's rule number three. Don't sell the bus to the Mexican drug cartel. Now, you would think we wouldn't have to put these rules on the board, but you would be surprised that people would do that, especially the first one, allowing the kids to drive the bus. I have a feeling one of you in this class might do that at some point. I mean, come on. Who is allowing the kids? I mean, I can't think of any instance that you would do that. Like, if you're super lazy, just, you know, you can kind of drive and nap at the same time. And we've all done it, right? Just me. Just me out in the Los Angeles traffic. Like if you just wanted to, I don't know, if you wanted a smoke break or you, I don't know, maybe she had a Capri Sun and she really wanted to open it. And you know, those are tricky. So maybe she was like, somebody please take the wheel while I open this Capri Sun. I would allow you kids to try and open the Capri Sun, but I know how you'll do it. You guys will stay, it'll go through the back side, and then I won't be able to use this bag to drink the Capri Sun. You'll screw it up. So I need to do it myself. So Billy, take the wheel, Billy. And then other students were like, oh, I want to drive too. All right. We'll draw straws. Three of you can drive the damn thing. Two of you get underneath the wheel, and one of you push the brake, one of you push the gas. There they are right there. The other one, you just work the steering wheel. Make it happen. That's why there's three of them. The students came forward and I guess told on her. And my guess was it was the students that weren't allowed to participate in the driving of the bus. They were like, I'm gonna get you back. And that's another thing that the bus driver should have been aware of is the psychology of school kids. You can't let three of them drive it and not let the rest of the 30 of them drive it. They're gonna tell on you for revenge. I looked for the video, by the way. I could not find it. I want to see a video of the kids driving. Because I want to see in the video what she's doing. That's what I'm curious about. What is she doing? I mean, if she's not rolling on the ground in pain because she's having a miscarriage or something, I can't excuse this behavior. Even then, I mean, you could pull the bus over for any sort of emergency. I'm assuming she's wasted. That's what I'm assuming. There's like drugs and alcohol involved, and that's why she's letting the kids. She's like, here, take the wheel while I hit this pipe one more time. Do you know how to drive bus? Anybody know how to drive a stick? Because I got to shotgun six beers before the next stop. I think that's what's going on. Maybe I'm wrong. And this is why Jonesy's having a vasectomy, because the world is crazy. Hey, y'all, this is Jonesy with the Weird AF News. I'm going to thank you for reaching out with emails and calls this week. Always appreciated. If you want to call the show anytime, I'm totally down with that. It's 646-450-2012. You can email me funnyjones@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram if you could, and you can DM me over there @funnyjones. On Twitter, it's @funnyjones. And on Facebook, it's Comedian Jonesy. There's so many places, so many places. if you haven't been checking out the YouTube channel we have, just do a search for the Weird AF News YouTube or click on the link in the description of this audio podcast and you can find it there. And I got some, you can make comments on there too, and I usually respond. And that's a cool place. I'd love to build up the subscription base over there too, so help out with that if you can. If not, that's totally cool. Also, I got a Patreon, which is a thing that I've been doing for a couple months now, and it's going well. I got several patrons, and I'm very grateful. And so if you are considering doing that, it's another way to support Weird AF News. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/WeirdAFNews, and you can do that. So thank you very much. This is Jonesy, the host of Weird AF News. Hope you're having a swell week, and love to hear from you. Take care of yourself. God, I sound like a dork.
By the way, loved the Christopher Walken. That was pretty bomb right there. Aww. I love that voice. I love that voice of Christopher Walken. It's like they should definitely, they gotta put that up in, like a recording of that up in the Smithsonian. Seriously. And yeah. You know who this is. This is Infamousati.
Hey! Jonesy in Weird AF News, man. 2-year-old smoking 2 packs a day. Damn, I admit now, I picked up smoking when I was 12. And my mother smoked, so I understand. But a 2-year-old? Come on! Oh, and by the way, good morning to you, my friend. And oh, hello and welcome. Welcome to Anchor. You know it. You love it. You broadcast every day. Oh, well, hey. Just remember, today has been brought to you by Waffles, pancakes living in flat, Waffles, the sexy pancake.